the adverts now. I'd like to ask you, is swearing your problem? For instance, you're introduced to the Queen and she says, oh, hello, Mr. Tompkins, and how long have you been a town planner? And you say, fuck off, you nosy bastard! Or, you go away on a breakaway, a fucker day to Paris. By the way, if you go to Paris, you must go to the Piazza outside the Pompidou Centre. It is the world centre of khaki mime. Le centre du monde de mime khaki. Unfortunately, I went there during the Fire Eaters strike. Anyway, you're sitting at this pavement cafe in Paris, and sitting next to you is Jean-Paul Sartre. Unlikely as it may seem, and one of the best centre-forwards West Ham ever had. By sheer mind power alone, you get the ball in the top of the net, you know what I mean? Talk about dead ball situation, fucking hell. He can prove the fucking ball didn't exist, you know what I mean? Anyway, Jean-Paul Sartre's sitting there. He turns to you and he says, je pense, which was no less than the truth. Je pense le Moulinex existential est la totalité de la Renault 5 hatchback. And you turn to Jean-Paul Sartre and you say, who gives a fuck what you think? Well, now say goodbye to swearing misery. With this new Ronco self-censoring device, you can say all kinds of nasty words like or Mrs. Margaret. It works every time. It's absolutely fucking brilliant. You know, it's oh, fucking hell, the fucking bastards, you fuck. Hello, John. What's the damage, John? Minicabs here, John. FOB, fish on board, heading for Fulham, John. Hello, Houston. Hello, Houston. It's a small step for mankind, but a fucking long word for an astronaut. By the way, this is a completely Arts Council approved gig. Tis, we even have a creche. I know most of you think a creche is a car accident in Knightsbridge.